我今天仍然要跟弟兄姊妹交通到恢复十字架的工作。
Today I want to fellowship with brothers and sisters recovering the work of the cross.
我们把一些圣经节我上次跟弟兄姊妹交通读过的我们再来读一次。
I want to read again some Bible verses that I shared with brothers and sisters last time.
哥林多前书第二章第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2。
因为我定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
马太福音第16章24到26节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 24 to 26.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必要得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
约翰福音第十二章二十四、二十五节。
John chapter 12 verse 24 and 25.
我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就世上生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。
Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life.
马太福音跟约翰福音这里讲的生命都是讲到我们的魂。
The life spoken here in Matthew and John speaks of our soul.
所以是讲到我们的魂生命。
So it speaks of our soul life.
哥林多后书第四章第十一十二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 11 to 12.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显出来，这样看来，死在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you.
你再读一节哈，《使徒行传》第二章三十六节。
I'll read one more verse, Acts chapter 2 verse 36.
故此以色列全家当确实知道你们钉在十字架上这位耶稣神已经立他为主为基督了
Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ
保罗在这里告诉我们说他说我不知道别的我只知道基督和他钉十字架。
Paul is telling us here that I do not know anything except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
说弟兄姊妹，我们信了主，我们一生要在这里认识基督，也认识十字架的工作。
So brothers and sisters, after we have believed in the Lord, we need to know our Lord Jesus and we need to know the work of the cross.
保罗服侍主这么他做了很多事讲了很多很多道但是他说我没有别的我只知道基督和他钉十字架。
Paul has done so much service for the Lord, yet he still says here, I do not know anything except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
但愿在我们前面要走的路里面我们对基督真的有越过越深刻的认识。
So in the road we walk, may we have a deeper and deeper understanding of our Lord.
我们也认识到十字架在我们身上的工作
and we can know the work of the cross in our lives
我们知道十字架做了两件事情
we know the cross has done two things
或者应该这样说，我们的主是被钉在十字架上的。
Or to say, put another way, our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
当他钉在十字架上，使徒行传告诉我们说，他钉在十字架上，神就立他为主，为基督了。
And in Acts it tells us that where Jesus was crucified on the cross, that God has made this Jesus both Lord and Christ.
我们的主在十字架上为我们做了两件事。
So on the cross, our Lord Jesus did two things for us.
他一个是解决了我们罪的问题。
One is he has dealt with the issue of sin.
我应该说是解决了我犯每一个罪，他把我解决了。
He has dealt with all the sins that I commit.
因为他流的血能够洗净我犯的每一个的罪。
Because the blood that he shed for us can wash away all our sins.
只要我们愿意到他面前来，承认我们的罪，他的宝血要洗净我们一切的罪，赦免我们所犯的一切的罪。
As long as we are willing to come before him and confess our sins, then his blood washes away all our sins, and he forgives us of our sins.
这个是普遍基督徒都知道。
This is something that most Christians all know.
那第二个就不见得都知道。
But the second, maybe not all know.
我们的主在十字架上也解决了我们的罪性。
On the cross, our Lord Jesus also dealt with our sinful nature.
我们知道亚当夏娃犯罪之后，所有剩下来的人都是罪人。
We know that after Adam and Eve sinned, all who were born were sinners.
我们不是因为犯了罪才成为罪人的。
It is not because we have committed sins that we are sinners.
那是因为我们已经是个罪人，所以我们会犯罪。
But it is because we are already sinners, so we will commit sins.
十字架上，主耶稣就叫死，叫对付我们的罪性。
On the cross, our Lord Jesus, is dealing with our sinful nature.
So, 这两件事情，我们的主在十字架上为我们成就。
So, these two things our Lord Jesus accomplished on the cross.
第一个是让我们得着救恩入门了。
The first is that we gain salvation, so we enter the gate.
我们得着主的生命。
We gain the life of Christ.
第二个让我们能够活出主的生命。
The second is that we can live out the life of Christ.
使我们能够经历什么叫做在主里面的得胜。
And we can experience what it means to overcome in the Lord.
我今天愿意从旧约来看一看十字架的工作。
I want to look in the Old Testament to see the work of the cross.
要从亚伯拉罕身上他的故事里面我们来看一下。
Let us look in the life of Abraham.
我们再读一些圣经节。
Let's read a few more Bible verses.
我们翻到创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
创世纪第十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，也要别人的福。
Now the Lord said to Abram, Get out of your country from your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
第四节
Verse 4,
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him.
第七节
Verse 7
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说我要把这地赐给你的后裔亚伯兰就在那里为就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛
Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said To your descendants I will give this land And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him
第八节，从哪里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支大帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱，他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord.
第我们翻到第 第十七章。
Now let us turn to chapter 17.
创世纪第十七章。
Genesis chapter 17.
第一、第二节，亚伯拉罕年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。”
Verse 1 and 2. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly.
第四节，我与你立约，你要做多国的父。
Verse 4. As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations.
第七节，我要与你并你世世代代的后裔坚立我的约，做永远的约，要做是要做你和你后裔的神。
And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. That's verse 7.
第九节到第十一节，神又对亚伯拉罕说，你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约，你们所有的男丁都要受割礼，这就是我与你并你的后裔所立的约，是你们所当遵守的，你们都要受割礼，这是我与你们立约的证据。
Verse 9 to 11, And God said to Abraham, As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you throughout their generations.This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of a covenant between me and you.
第十四节
Verse 14.
但不受割礼的男子必从民中剪除，因他背了我的约。
And the uncircumcised male child who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant.
好，我们就读这些圣经哈。
We'll just read this.
我想我读多一点啊，恐怕有些弟兄姊妹不知道这里一些的背景，所以读一下，大家比较有印象。
I read a few more verses in case people are not familiar with the background.
刚刚读的圣经讲了两件事。
The Bible verses we just read speak of two things.
第一个讲到祭坛
First one, it speaks of altar.
第二个讲到割礼
Second, it speaks of
我们先来看第一个祭坛
Let's first look at altar.
我们发现亚伯拉罕离开了他的家
We see that Abraham left his home.
他到了迦南地
He came to the land of Canaan.
他第一件事做就建了一个坛
The first thing he did was to set up an altar.
圣经告诉我们说他造了一个坛来求告耶和华。
The Bible tells us that he set an altar and called on the name of the Lord.
我们看到这里有个坛，这里就是有献祭。
And so we see when there's altar, he offers sacrifice.
你有献祭，上面就有祭牲。
And if you offer sacrifice, there must be a sacrifice there.
神给我们看到，就算在约伯的亚伯的时候，他也有献祭。
We see that even during Abraham's time that he offered the sacrifice.
他献上一只羊羔
And he offered a lamb.
祭坛给我们看到就是十字架。
The altar, what the altar shows us is the cross.
因为你看我们的主是被杀的羔羊。
Because we see that our Lord Jesus is the lamb that was slain.
他是为我们成为一个祭牲献上。
He became a sacrifice for us.
所以当我们读旧约的时候，我们读到有祭坛献祭的时候，就要记得，在神心意中就是有十字架。
So when we read in the Old Testament about the altar and the sacrifice, we see that in God's heart there is the cross.
实际这样的工作不是只在新约出现，是在历世历代神的心意都有十字架的工作。
The cross does not only appear in the New Testament, but throughout history, God is working the cross.
我们也看到祭坛也讲到奉献
We see the altar also speaks about consecration
那我们讲了很多关于奉献
We have spoken a lot about consecration
祭坛也讲到奉献
Altar also speaks of consecration
我刚刚没有读到的亚伯拉罕他把他最爱的儿子当作祭牲摆在祭坛上
I did not read it but Abraham offered his most beloved son Isaac on the altar as sacrifice.
我们知道神不是要把你所爱的都拿走。
We know that God does not want to take away everything that you love.
神所要的乃是你爱我比这些更深。
But God, what God wants is, do you love me more than these?
所以亚伯拉罕献上以撒之后，神说我知道你是爱我的。
And so after Abraham offered Isaac, God said, I know that you love me.
他也要给亚伯拉罕知道你是爱我的。
And he had to let Abraham know that he loves God.
奉献不是为着剥夺我们的东西啊。
Consecration is not to take away things that we have.
乃是我们要我们真的以主为首位。
But that we treat the Lord as Lord.
所以保罗在罗马书十二章里面也告诉我们说，我们要把自己献上当作活祭。
Paul also tells us in Romans that we need to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
主要我们能够活着是为着他的。
Because when we live, we have to live for the Lord.
把自己当作祭牲献上。
And so we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
所以我们在这里可以看到奉献，祭坛奉献，十字架。
So here we see the altar, consecration, and the cross.
所以真正走奉献的路就是走十字架的路。
So walking the way of consecration is walking the way of the cross.
我能够把我最爱的都给我的主。
If I can give the things I love the most to my Lord,
我自己摆在祭坛上，
and I offer myself on the altar.
我常常或者我们常常提到，我们今天奉献给主，是我们基督徒入门的第一步。
We often share that when we consecrate ourselves to the Lord, this is the first step into the gate of following.
当然，我们信主是我们的入门。
Of course, when we believe in the Lord, we have entered into it.
但是要真正跟随主走的话，真正过基督徒的生活，奉献是入门。
But to really follow the Lord, to walk the way of Christian life, consecration is the first.
如果我们把奉献一直 delay, 一直说哎呀慢慢来的话，你从来还没开始过基督徒的生活。
If we delay our consecration, we have not yet even begun to walk the Christian way of life.
十字架。讲到奉献是我们第一步所要进的门。
So when we speak of the cross, we see that consecration is the first step we need to take.
十字架也要来成全我们这一生能够越过越像我们的主。
And the cross allows us so that over our life we become more and more like our Lord.
所以我们一生要走十字架的路。
So our whole lives we need to walk the way of the cross.
第二个讲到割礼。
The second, he speaks of circumcision.
圣经告诉我们说神跟亚伯拉罕立约。
The Bible tells us that God made a covenant with Abraham.
他立一个什么样的约？
So what type of covenant did he make?
创世纪第十七章我们刚刚都读过了。
We just read Genesis chapter 17.
他说我跟你要立约，使你成为大国，使你的后裔繁多。
And God's covenant with Abraham is that you shall be a father of many nations and you have many descendants.
刚刚也讲了，因为已经讲他做多国之父。
That he will be a father of many nations.
他说国度从你而出，君王也从你而出。
That king will come from him and kingdoms will come from him.
那我们知道这个最后指向的就是我们的主。
And we know that in the end, this points to our Lord.
主的国度要来，主是那个所指向的君王，是从亚伯拉罕出来的。
That the Lord's kingdom will come, and the Lord is our king, and he came from Abraham.
他说我跟你立约，这是一个永远的约，这是一个坚立的约。
And it says that this covenant is an everlasting covenant.
神也说我要做你们的神，做你和你后裔的神。
And God said that I will also be your God and the God of your descendants.
这个约有个证据的。
But there is a sign of this covenant.
这个证据就是割礼。
The sign is circumcision.
所以他说所有男丁都要受割礼。
So said all men have to be circumcised.
你的割礼，他们身上会有疼痛的。这个就成为一个记号。
And we know circumcision, there's pain, and this is a sign.
这里我们看到神在对旧约在犹太人或者在以希伯来人身上所做的，这都是外面做。
We see that what this is done for the Hebrews is just outward.
我们要看今天对我们基督徒这里怎么说呢？
But how does it apply to us Christians?
那我们要再来看几段的圣经。
Let's read a few more Bible verses.
翻到哥罗西书第二章第十一节。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2, verse 11.
我今天会跟大家读多一点的圣经。
I'll read a few more Bible verses with the brothers and sisters.
哥罗西书第二章第十一节。
Colossians 2 verse 11.
你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
腓立比书第三章第三节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 3.
因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠肉体。
For we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh.
加拉太书第五章第二十四节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 24.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲，同钉在十字架上。
And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
这几段圣经告诉我们说，我们今天信主的人会要有不是要经历不是人手的割礼。
So we who believe in the Lord have to go through the circumcision made without hands.
在旧约是人手做的，就在他身上割掉。
In the Old Testament, it was the circumcision made with hands.
在新约里面，他说不是人手的割礼。是神做的。
But in the New Testament it says the circumcision is not made with hands, but it is what God does.
他要割掉什么呢？
So what is God cutting off?
他要割掉我们肉体的情欲。
He is cutting off our flesh.
叫我们这些以神的灵敬拜的人是不靠着肉体的。
So that we who worship God in the Spirit, it is not by our flesh.
这就是十字架的工作在我们身上。
This is the work of the cross in our lives.
他要割掉我们，除掉我们的邪情私欲。
It is to remove our passions and desires of the flesh.
所以我们刚刚读的圣经啊，他说凡属耶稣的人，所有信主的人都是属耶稣的人。
And so we see that those who believe in the Lord are all those who belong to him.
已经把肉体和肉体的邪情私欲都钉在十字架上。
And they have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
所以割礼直到十字架。
So we see that circumcision points to the cross.
割礼也直到我们接受十字架的工作在我们身上。
And circumcision points to do we accept the work of the cross in our lives.
所以你可以不要割礼。
So you can choose not to be.
你不要这不是人手的割礼在你身上。
And you can choose to reject the circumcision made without hands.
所以你就没有接受十字架的工作在你身上。
So you do not accept the working of the cross in your life.
我们要再来读几段的圣经。
We need a couple more Bible verses.
耶利米书
Jeremiah
第六章
Chapter 6
耶利米书第六章第十节
Verse 10
我们只读中间一段。他们的耳朵未受隔离，不能听见。
Just read the middle portion. Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot give heed.
耶利米书第十七章第九节。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9.
十七章第九节，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁人识透呢？
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
使徒行传第七章第五十一节上一句
Acts chapter 7 verse 51 the first part
你们这应着景象心与耳未受割礼的人常时抗拒圣
You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears You always resist the Holy Spirit
罗马书第二章二十八节
Romans chapter 2 verse 28
二十八跟二十九节
28 and 29
因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人外面肉身的割礼也不是真割礼唯有里面做的才是真犹太人真割礼也是心里的 在乎灵，不在乎仪文。
For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men, but from God.
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4。
提摩太后书第四章第三、第四节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3 and 4。
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏上欢妙的言语。
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables.
这里啊，我读了这些圣经啊，告诉我们说，神所要做的割礼在我们身上不是外面的。
These Bible verses that we read show us that the circumcision God is doing is not outwardly.
我们今天要学犹太人只做外面的割礼是没什么价值的。
If we want to learn from the Jews and just focus on the outward circumcision,
在对犹太人来讲，这个割礼是一个记号。
For the Jews, this circumcision is a sign.
但今天对我们这不受人手的割礼也是个记号。
And for us today, the circumcision made without hands is also a sign.
所以保罗在书信里面告诉我们说，不要去追求外面所做的，我们要往里面看。
So Paul tells us in his letters to not pursue these outward things, but we need to look at the inward.
真的割礼是从里面割的。
He says true circumcision is from within.
这个割礼是新的割礼。
Circumcision of the heart.
所以他说不在乎灵，不是在乎灵，不在乎仪文。
So it says it's in the spirit, not in the letter.
我们要问，我们有谁能够以心灵与诚实来敬拜？
So we need to ask, how can we worship in spirit and in truth?
乃是我们的心。受过割礼。
It is that our heart has been circumcised.
你知道我们来聚会来各样的我们做敬拜我们带着很复杂的一些想法。
When we come to meeting and we worship, we bring lots of complicated thoughts.
有时候我们知道有时候我们都不知道。
Sometimes we are aware of it, sometimes we are not even aware of it.
主耶稣说从今以后来到我面前的来敬拜父的必须用心灵与诚实敬拜。
But the Lord Jesus tells us that to worship the Father, we must come and worship in spirit and in truth.
我们很多时候也没有用心灵，也没有诚实。
But many times we come not in spirit and not in truth.
谁能够以心灵又是诚实的来敬拜？
So who can come in spirit and in truth?
那是心受过割礼的人。
It is those whose hearts have been circumcised.
换句话说，
in other words,
你的心经过十字架的对付。
Your heart has gone through the dealing of the cross.
刚刚我们读耶利米说，人心比万恶都诡诈，万物都诡诈。
Jeremiah read, the heart is deceitful above all things.
坏到极处，谁人识透呢？
It is desperately wicked. Who can know it?
那我们从来不想我们就觉得我们心不错。
We often don't think about it, just so we think our heart is pretty good.
我们都是好人。
We're all good people.
但是耶利米怎么会写说比万物都诡诈？
But why would Jeremiah say the heart is deceitful above all things?
坏到极处。
And desperately wicked.
谁人识透？
Who can know it?
我们心里面藏的是什么？
What is hidden in our hearts?
骄傲。
Pride.
妒忌。
Envy,
贪心
greed,
嫉妒啊，这个苦毒
bitterness,
诡诈
and hatred.
我想如果再列下去很多
I think if I keep going,
这都是我们心里面的情况
These are all conditions in our heart.
我们来到神面前带着这样的情况过来的
And if we come before the Lord with this type of heart,
如果我们的心不被对付的话
If our heart is not dealt with by the Lord,
试问你怎么以心灵与诚实来到神面前
I have to ask, how can you worship in spirit and in truth?
我们的心必须经过十字架的对付。
Our heart must go through the dealing of the cross.
才能够一点一点把这些污秽的能够除掉。
So that we can bit by bit remove these unclean things.
我们的心如果没有这样的对付的话。
If we are not dealt with this way in our hearts.
心里的东西会出来。
That the things in our hearts will come out.
圣经怎么讲？嘴巴讲的话，心里怎么讲，嘴巴就讲。
As the Bible tells us, what's in our hearts, We will speak it out.
有时候你想过才讲。
Sometimes you might think about it before you say it.
有时候你就没想过随便讲。
Sometimes you might not process and you just say it.
不要忘记了，我会讲得出的话都是因为我心中是这样想。
But don't forget that you can say these words because you are actually thinking it in your heart.
所以如果心不受对付的话，
So if our hearts are not dealt with,
我们不会造就人。
We will not be able to edify others.
我们只会污秽人，败坏人。
We will only bring down others.
所以弟兄姊妹，看重心。
So brothers and sisters, we need to pay close attention to our hearts.
在箴言里面，所罗门想，我儿，把你的心归我。
In Proverbs, Solomon says, My son, give me your heart.
你把心归给主，才会喜悦主的道路。
Only if we give our hearts to the Lord, will we be pleasing to the Lord.
刚刚唱的诗歌 God's best.
The hymn we just sang, God is the best.
我不要次好，我要上好。
That I don't want the second best, I want God's best.
你不把心归给主，你知道什么是上好。
If you don't give your heart to the Lord, how do you know what is the best?
我们这个败坏的心我们选的都是次好。
Because with our fallen wicked heart, everything we choose will only be second best.
其实讲次好已经很不错了，不知道要排到多低下去呢。
In fact, saying second best is also pretty high. Who knows how low it actually is?
只有我们的心能够被十字架来对付。
Only if our hearts have been dealt with by the cross.
我们才会选择上好。
Will we choose the best?
我们今天真的求主怜悯我们，我们能够choose God's best, 神的上好的。
We ask the Lord to have mercy on us so that we can choose God's best.
我们刚刚读的圣经还提了一个，就是我们的耳朵。
Bible verses we read also brought up one thing, and that is our ears.
他说我们的耳朵要受割礼。
Our ears need to be circumcised.
他说如果你耳朵没受割礼，你就听不见。
If your ear is not circumcised, you cannot hear.
这句话蛮严重的。
This is very serious.
是一个很严肃的一句话。
It is a very serious.
如果我的耳朵不没有被十字架对付的话，我听不见。
If my ear has not been dealt with by the cross, I cannot hear.
你不是没听过这些话。
It is not that you have not heard these words before.
但是这些话对你来讲只是一个声音。
But to you, these words are just noise.
如果你的耳朵没被对付的话，
If your ear has not been dealt with,
因为你该听的没听，
Because the things you ought to hear, you don't hear.
你不该听的你听，
And the things you shouldn't hear, those you hear.
所以弟兄姊妹注意这句话，耳朵不受割礼。
So brothers and sisters, pay attention to this word. If our ears are not circumcised,
你听不见，
Then you won't be able to hear.
所有的话都是声音，
And all these words are just noise.
你没有真的听见，
You have not truly heard it.
我们可以参加很多的聚会，
We can attend many meetings.
我们可以参加很好的聚会，
We can attend good meetings.
我们可以现在可以上网听很多的道。
And online we can hear so many messages.
我们也可以听了很好的道。
We can hear good messages.
记得一件事。
We need to remember one thing.
如果耳朵没有受割礼，没有接受十字架对付，你再听得多对你也没有用的。
We need to remember that if our ears are not circumcised, no matter how much we hear, it will be of no benefit.
今天很多人都喜欢听很多的信息。
Say many of us like to hear many messages.
也有机会，因为现在科技让我们可以听各地的信息。
And through technology, we can hear messages from all over the place.
但是我们从主的话，从神的话知道，只要我的耳朵没经过割礼，听再多对你都没有益处。
But from God's word, we see that no matter how many messages we hear, if our ears are not circumcised, it will not be a benefit to us.
有一些我们可能都听不懂。
And some things we will not even be able to understand.
有一些可能我们脑袋明白。
And some things maybe we understand in our mind.
但如果只在脑袋里，我们基本上还是没听见。
But if it's not the head knowledge, basically we still have not heard it.
这个不能听见哈，希望我们今天能够很慎重来看这个事。
So this, may we seriously pay attention to this inability to hear.
这个不能听见，就是你没办法听见神要对你说的话。
This inability to hear means you cannot hear the words that God is speaking to you.
你每一个字你都听见。
You have heard every word.
但是你没有听见神要对你说的话。
But you have not heard the word that God is speaking
to you. 这是非常严肃的事。
It's a very serious matter.
所以我们真的来做礼拜啊。
So we are really just church
goers. 我们在哪里就听一篇道。
We're just hearing a message.
我听完我就回家。
Once I finish, I go
home. 我也可能做了一些笔记。
And maybe I took some notes.
什么讲过的话都写下来了。
I have taken notes on all that was shared.
但是有没有一句话进到我里面去了？
But has one thing really entered into my heart?
神今天要对我说的话，我听到了。
And God's word he is speaking to me, have I heard it?
你不能听见，就是神真的要对你说的话，你没有听见。
That if you can't hear them, the words God really wants to speak to you, you don't hear them.
我们说我们来聚会就是要来听神的话。
You say we come to meeting to hear God's word.
但是我们没有听见。
But yet we don't hear it.
因为我们的耳朵没有受十字架的对付。
Because our ears have not been dealt with by the cross.
提摩太后书告诉我们说。
Second Timothy tells us.
他说这样的人他厌烦纯正的道理。
That these types of people, they will, not endure sound doctrine.
他掩耳不听真道。
That they have itching ears, they turn their ears away from the truth.
耳朵发痒去听别的东西啊。
Itching ears to listen to other things.
他是真的不听啊，不是假的。
This person really doesn't hear, is not faking it.
他会喜欢去听别的东西啊。
And they will enjoy listening to other things.
譬如说我们最喜欢听的就是 gossip, 东家长西家短。
And the thing we all like to listen to is gossip.
听听别人哦有什么事情耳朵特长。
And we like to hear what's going on with other people's lives.
连我这种重听的人这种东西特别灵敏。
Even me who's hard of hearing, but I'm sensitive to these things.
你知道这也是新的问题就是我们爱听的这东西、啊、
We see this is also a matter of the heart because we like to listen to these things.
我记得有一次我去参加、一个特别聚会
I remember one time I went to a special meeting.
我正在跟另外一个弟兄在交通
I was fellowshipping with a brother.
后来另外一个弟兄过来
And then another brother came to join us.
讲没多少就开始在讲人的问题了
And then not long after he starts talking about issues between people.
我感谢主没讲多久我就走开了
I thank the Lord that after not long, I left.
我发现我没兴趣听
I found that I had no interest in listening to this.
我也没兴趣知道
And I had no interest in knowing about it.
但是你要知道我们人就是爱听这些事啊。
But we need to know that as people, we like to listen to these things.
我们耳朵爱听好听的话。
We like to listen to good words.
我们脑袋容易接受的话。
Words that are easy to accept.
我们有兴趣的话。
Words that are interesting.
你知道今天最喜欢听的就是心理学的东西。
And things we like to listen to today are psychology.
讲出来，哎呦，好有共鸣。
That when you speak it out, oh, it's so encouraging.
我们今天也爱听的是哲学的话。
We like to hear words of philosophy.
哇，提高我这个人的什么，我都不会讲的，提高我的人的学识，这个认识。
And it like increases my understanding of who I am.
所以很多的聚会讲道都讲这些了。
So we see many messages even start bringing these in.
我们也喜欢听人家称赞我们高举我们的话。
We like to hear words where others praise us and lift us up.
但弟兄姊妹真正神要对我们讲的话我听了。
But brothers and sisters, the words that God actually wants to speak to us.
好的教训的话我听了吗。
The words of discipline and rebuke, do we hear?
好的教训的话，很多时候都是责备的话。
And so we see the words of good discipline is often rebuke.
我听见了。
Do I hear it?
没错，每个字都听见了。
Indeed, every word I've heard.
那你发现我都拒绝了。
But oftentimes I reject it.
这叫做说你听不见。
And so this is that you cannot hear.
因为这些话进不去。
Because these words cannot enter into you.
这些话进不去是耳朵的问题，也是心的问题。
These words cannot enter you because of your ear and your heart.
所以你看圣经里面他说，这些人是耳朵与心都没受割礼的人。
And so the Bible says that these people are uncircumcised in their heart and on their ears.
他们耳朵跟心都没受过十字架的对付。
And their hearts and their ears have not gone through the dealing of the cross.
你知道那个结果是什么？
You know know what the end result is?
他们拒绝圣灵。
That they reject the Holy Spirit.
他们抗拒圣。
That they are against the Holy Spirit.
这严重啊。
This is very serious.
我们听不见神的话。
We cannot hear the word of the Lord.
我们有个反应。
We have a response.
我们拒绝圣灵，我们抗拒圣。
And we are against the Holy Spirit, we reject the Holy Spirit.
换句话说。
In other words.
圣灵给我们感动。没掉。
We have lost the moving of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里面的推出没掉。
We have lost the words of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们今天圣灵在我们身上都不能做什么事，这是严重的事。
The Holy Spirit cannot do any work in our lives. This is a very serious matter.
你看当神跟亚伯拉罕立这个约的时候，
When God established this covenant with Abraham,
他说所有男丁都要受割礼。
He says that all males must be circumcised.
他说如果不受割礼的话，
He said if they are not circumcised,
就要在民中除掉。
That person shall be cut off from his people.
严重吗？
This is serious.
是非常严重的事。
It's very serious.
要你的命啊。
It requires your life.
你今天不愿意受割礼，把你去掉。
If today you are unwilling to be circumcised, then you will be cut off.
说弟兄姊妹，耳朵与心受割礼是重要的事。
So brothers and sisters, to be circumcised in our ear and our heart is a very important thing.
希望弟兄姊妹听到，我们今天如果耳朵心不受割礼，我们会有个结果，抗拒圣灵。
I hope brothers and sisters pay attention to this, that if our ears and hearts are not circumcised, then the end result is that we will reject the Holy Spirit.
那你看到神非常不喜悦。
And we see that God is not pleased with this at all.
神说要把这个人出去。
God says that I will cut off this person from
him. 所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望听见这个话。
So may we hear these words.
我今天愿意关于十字架我来谈三件事情。
Regarding the cross, I want to share three things.
有一些圣经我们刚刚都读过了。
We read some Bible verses already.
第一个就是舍掉我们的魂。
First is that we need to lose our soul.
或者丧失我们的魂。
Or to give up our soul.
或者说叫舍己。
Or to deny ourselves.
马太福音16章24-26节告诉我们。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 24-26 tells us.
他说你要舍己背起十字架。
If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross.
他这里也讲说你要救你的生命救你的魂你必须先丧掉你的魂。
And it says here that whoever desires to save his life or his soul life, you must first lose your soul life.
什么叫魂？
What is soul?
我们讲过意志情感这个心思。
We have shared that it's your mind, your emotion, your will.
魂基本上就是你啊。
But the soul basically is, it is you.
魂就是你的自己。
It is yourself.
圣经说你要舍己，英文说否认你自己。
And the Bible says you need to deny yourself.
在神的心中，这个是一定要的，就是要我们舍己啊。
In God's heart, this is a requirement that we must deny ourselves.
但你要知道，还有英文很好，否认你自己啊。
As deny yourself.
我们今天是什么？包装我们自己啊。
Today, what we want to do is we want to protect ourselves.
我们孩子慢慢长大，我们包装我们的孩子啊。
That as our kids grow up, that we want to protect them.
叫他们出去一定有个包装。
That as long as they grow out, they have
不要落了我们家族的面。
So that they don't bring shame to family.
So, 从小把孩子包装。
So since growing up, we protect your kids.
我们最受不了的就是我们的面子，最爱就是我们的面子。
And the thing that we cannot give up is our pride.
So 最怕最受不了的就是我们没面子。
So the thing we're most afraid of and the thing we can't stand is that we lose our pride.
如果有东西让我们失去我们面子，我们受不了。
If there's something that causes us to lose our pride, we can't bear with this.
有一次有个姊妹去找探访宋尚杰弟兄。
One time a sister went to visit brother John Song.
她就敲门。
She knocked on his door.
我们宋弟兄开门了。
And then our brother Song opened the door.
她一看到我们的姊妹。
And once he saw our sister,
她就讲了两个字。
He said a word.
魔鬼。
He said devil.
我们在座的姊妹什么感觉？
Sisters among us, what would your be your reaction?
他不只讲了魔鬼这两个字，门就关了。
Not only did he say devil, then he closed the door.
弟兄姊妹可以思想一想，如果你是那个姊妹，你会怎么样？
Brothers and sisters, we should consider, if you were the sister, what would be your reaction?
给你们几秒钟想一想，你会怎么反应？
A few seconds, think about what is your reaction?
我们只如果照写下来的哈，我们姊妹就基本上 shock。
According to what was written, our sister was shocked.
因为送上这些弟兄是年长的弟兄啊。
Because Brother Song is a very elder brother.
很重用的一个仆人。
A servant who was greatly used by the Lord.
怎么我去看你就把门就关了呢？
So why would he shut the door in my face?
你会怎么想？
What would you think?
这个人不像基督徒。
This person doesn't look like a
Christian. 没有爱心啊。
He has no love.
这个真没礼貌。
He is so...ill manner.
连一懂一点修养都没有。
He has not even any well mannerism in him.
还有呢？
And then,
你可能真的受伤。
You might be really hurt.
我以后就再不找他了。
I will never come to this brother again.
对吧？我怎么再来找你呢？
Why would I see him again?
还有呢？
What else?
你会不会开始讲着宋弟兄的坏话？
Would you start sharing bad things about
him? 找到人都抱怨。
And start complaining to others.
我只是举三个我能够想到的例子。
I only share three examples that I could think of.
你会怎么样？
But what would you do?
你去探访我们弟兄，他只可以讲个魔鬼，把你就 shut off， 把门就关了。
And so if you went to see a brother and all he said was devil and shut the door.
他回家了，我们姊妹回家了。
And so our sister went home.
他真的受伤了。
She was really hurt.
能够哭也不错。
And she wept.
最少把里面的情绪都把它哭出来。
And she wept out all of her feelings.
她就在想，我们弟兄怎么我去叩个门就送我两个字，魔鬼。
And so then she started considering why when I visited our brother that he said this word, devil.
她就看看自己了。
She looked at herself.
诶，有东西亮。
And then there was a light that shined in her.
因为她当天穿的衣服都蛮高贵的。
And because she was wearing some more luxurious clothes that day.
那化了妆也可能化了比较浓。
And she had heavier makeup on that day.
诶，宋弟兄没指出你今天化妆太浓了。
We need to know that Brother Song did not point out these things.
他没有告诉他说，你看你今天穿的这衣服这么名贵。
Or look at the clothes you're wearing, they're so luxurious.
没有。
He did not say any of
that. 他里面就是在思想的时候里面亮。
Oh, when our sister was meditating that this light was shining on her.
我们姊妹就把妆卸掉。
And so she cleaned off her makeup.
换了一个比较朴素的衣服。
And she changed her clothes into more normal clothes.
这姊妹有学习的。
The sister had the...
她再去送弟兄家。
And then she went back to Brother Song's house.
她又去敲门。
She knocked on his door again.
这是宋弟兄开门。
This time, Brother Song opened the door.
也讲了两个字。
He said another word.
天使。
The angel.
就请他进来。
And he invited her in.
你有没有想过，只讲两个字魔鬼，这个人变了。
Can we imagine that he just said one word, devil, and this person
changed? 不是叫你们以后见到人魔鬼。
This is not telling you when you...
你讲说人家不变啊。
When you say it, others may not change.
人家才回过，你才是魔鬼。
They might return back to you are a devil.
对吧？所以我们讲这些话没用的。
So we see that when we say these words, it doesn't have the effect.
所以我们在这里要知道，很多真的帮助我们的话，听下去不好听啊。
So we need to know that the words that can truly help us, when we hear it, it doesn't sound good to hear.
这里要问，你真的听见了吗？
Here the question is, do you really hear?
这个姊妹听见。
This sister heard it.
那虽然她一下子不明白。
Although at that time she didn't understand.
但是因为她听见了。
Because she heard it.
她就会去想。
She considered it.
神就能够光照这个人。
And God could shine his light.
这个人就改变。
And this person changed.
我们这个人。
For us.
常常因为别人一句话就受不了。
Because of a word that someone says, we can't bear it.
就因为别人一个眼神，我也受不了。
Someone looks at us the wrong way.
我们为了别人一个举动，我也受不了。
Someone does an action, we can't stand it.
你说这个问题是什么？
What is the problem?
这个问题就是我这个人，我的己太大。
The issue is that us, ourselves, is so big.
你敢这样讲我？
How dare you say this to me?
你可以这样对待我？
How dare you treat me this way?
我们受不了。
We can't stand it.
我的姊妹这两次的叩门，她这个人转了。
Our sister, through these two times she knocked on the door, she changed.
因着一句好像不近人情的话，我们的神得着这个姊妹。
Through this one word that seems very harsh and ill-mannered, God obtained this.
这个姊妹是心跟耳是受过割礼的，是被十字架对付过。
The sister had her ears and heart circumcised and had dealt with the cross.
她这次能够放下面子，再去叩门。
And she could lay down her pride and the second time go and knock the door.
神得着她。
God gained her.
你知道她可以不再回去叩门了。
You know, she didn't have to go back and knock on the door.
她的确已经被光照了，我这个太爱世界了。
God had already shined his light that, oh, the sister knew she loved the world too much.
太看重别人怎么看我。
She focused too much on how others looked at her.
但她再去叩门。
But yes, she went back and knocked on the door again.
这个就有印证了。
And there's a sign.
接着我们年长的弟兄有印证神在你身上做的事。
And the confirmation from the elder brother that God has done his work in you.
因为我们弟兄欢迎他进来。
Because our brother invited her in.
我们要知道我们丧失我们这个魂从天然来的魂生命不是神最终的目的。
But we see that losing our soul life is not God's end purpose.
神的最终的目的啊，是要给你有一个对的魂出来。
But God's purpose is that in the end you have a right soul that.
我们这个天然这个魂的生命是堕落的，不行的。
By our nature, our soul is fallen and it's unacceptable.
只有经过十字架的对付，我们这个魂才被转过来。
Only through the dealing of the cross will our soul be changed.
我们才能够一个对的魂的光景。
And then we have the condition of a right soul.
所以神要做一件事情。
So God is doing one thing.
我也常常在这里交通。
And I've shared here as well.
神要对付我们，把这些不对的全部要丢掉。
God is dealing with us so that all these bad and wrong things, He'll throw them out.
我应该这样说，凡出于我们的己的。好的坏的都要丢。
I can put it this way, anything from our flesh, whether good or bad,
你不能说我只丢不好的，神说你认为好的，出于你的自己出来的好的也要丢。
From ourselves, whether you consider it is good or bad, if it is from yourself, you need to throw it out.
因为神今天要的是他进到我们里面。
Because what God wants is that His life enters into.
他要我们里面只有他的。没有我们的。
That in us, we only have Him, we don't have anything of ourselves.
所以第一个讲到丧失魂的生命就是舍己。
So the first thing, when speaking of losing your soul life, it is to deny yourself.
第二个。
The second.
十字架要做的是让我们降服。
The second working of the cross is that we need to surrender.
我们这个人很难降服的。
It's very hard for us to surrender.
我们是天生就是骄傲。
By nature, we are proud.
我们有没有本钱？就算没本钱的人都骄傲。
We have that. Even if we don't, we are still proud.
对吧？我就想像跟你一样。
I want to be like.
只是我做不到。
But I can't get.
说这也都是骄傲。
And this is all a form of.
说在我的潜意识里面，我就想能够在高位。
And so in my mind, all I want is to be in this high position.
我就想做大。
I want to be big.
做不做得到是另外一回事，但是我里面就是想这个。
Whether I can actually make it is another.Question, but I want it.
我们如果记得扫罗王
If we remember King Saul
他一开始被选中做王的时候哇圣经讲他多谦卑啊
When he was first selected as king, chosen as king we see he was so humble
但他一旦坐上王位之后
But once he became king
他就要人抬举他
He wanted others to exalt him
他受不了人看不起他
He could not stand when others looked down on him
他受不了人没有看中他
He could not stand when others did not look highly of him.
我们的神一试就把你试出来。
And with one test, God revealed.
你以前的谦卑不是因为你的心受过割礼。
That before you were humble, not because your heart was
hurt. 你以前的谦卑只是你修养比较好。
Before you were humble because you were trained a bit better.
你父母带你带得不错。
And your parents raised you well.
外面都包装了非常谦卑的人。
And outwardly you,
里面是一点谦卑的。
Outwardly you wrapped yourself and presented yourself as humble, but within you were not humble.
你基本上就是要抬举自己。
Basically, you still want to lift yourself up.
我们今天如果缺少十字架的对付，
If we are lacking the work,
我们只有外面的，外面好像很谦卑。
If we are lacking the work of the cross, then only outwardly we appear to be humble.
很快的，只要有事情发生，就能够把你显出来。
But very quickly, when things happen, it will reveal your true condition.
我们这都是外面的包装。
That all of these things are just the outward wrapping.
不是真实在我们里面。
It is not our true condition.
我们要来看两条路。
We need to look at two ways.
这两条路是我们今天，我们都是不是走这条，就是走另外一条。
That if we are not walking one way, then we are walking the other.
有两条路叫做魔鬼的路跟主的路。
And these two ways are the way of Satan and the way of our Lord.
我们今生在地上，我们自己的选择，我在走魔鬼的路呢，还是在走主的路呢？
So in our life today, we need to make a choice. Am I walking the way of Satan or am I walking the way of the Lord?
我们先来看魔鬼的路。
Let's first look at Satan's way.
以赛亚书第十四章。
Isaiah chapter 14.
我们读十二到第十四节。
We'll read verse 12 to verse 14.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这功败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farthest sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High.
你看，一直想，我要，我要，我一直往上爬。
And we see here, it says, I will, and keep climbing higher and higher.
我要做的最高。
I want to get the highest.
为什么我要得到所有人的敬拜？
Why? Because I want the praise from everyone.
我要得到所有人的称颂。
I want the praise and worship from everyone.
得不到所有，也要得到一些。
And if I can't get everyone, then I at least want some.
我们看我们的主的路。
But let us walk the way of our Lord.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第六到第九节
Verse 6 to 9
他本有神的形象不以自己与神同等为强夺的反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象成为人的样式自以为人的样子就自己卑微存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上所以神将他升为至高又赐给他超乎万民之上的名
Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
彼得前书第五章第五节下半句到第六节。
First Peter chapter 5, the latter part to verse 6.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人，说你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候他不叫你升高。
God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
主的道路是一直降。
God's way is going lower.
他本来就在天上与神同等的。
He was in heaven. He was equal with God.
他得到全部的敬拜。
He gained all the worship.
他为着救你跟我，他一直降。
But to save you and I, he
他降来降下来做人。
He humbled himself as a man.
被人唾骂。
And he was treated poorly.
然后为人死。
He died for man.
并且死在十字架上
Even the death
你要知道十字架是最羞辱的一个记号
We need to see that the cross is most shameful
是一个咒诅的记号
It is a sign of shame
Curse
A curse
所以我们发现魔鬼的路一直要升高
So we see that the way of Satan is to
call 要神人的尊重
To gain the respect of man
主的路是愿意一直不是一直的降卑
But we see that the way of our Lord isHumility and going lower and lower.
哪一条
So which way will you choose?
你的天性没有一个人天性不想一直往上爬。
By our human nature, not one person will not want to go higher.
今天神要做一件事在我们身上。 让我们能够降卑。
But God is doing one thing in our life that's to make us humble.
彼得告诉我们说，神阻挡一切骄傲的。
Peter tells us that God resists the proud.
赐恩给谦卑的。
But gives grace to the humble.
你说我要在神那里得到恩典。
You say you want to receive grace from the Lord.
你不谦卑可能吗？
If you are not humble, is this even possible?
我们从圣经里面看到很多的人物，神都同样做，同样都做了同样的事情。
We see in many characters in the Bible that God did the same thing.
我只举一个，就是约瑟。
I will bring up one person, Joseph.
他是爸爸最爱的孩子。
He was the most loved son of his father.
但是神要得走约瑟，神就让他被人带走。
But for God to obtain Joseph, God let Joseph be taken away.
他就成为囚犯，成为奴隶，后来又成为囚犯。
He became a slave, and afterwards he became a prisoner.
一个人想要被神用，必须经过这条路。
For one to be used by God, you have to go through this way.
我们发现约瑟后来真的被升高了，成为埃及的宰相。
We see that in the end, Joseph was exalted. He became the governor of Egypt.
什么叫做能够在到的时候能够被主提升起来的？
So what does it mean that in due time that God will exalt you?
神会把你升高，乃是说神现在可以用。
God will lift you up is to say that God can use you now.
如果我们想要被主用，
So if we want to be used by God,
十字架的对付绝对不能忽视。
We cannot skip by the dealing of the cross.
因为我们是不会降服的人。
Because we are those who do not know how to be humble.
我们都是骄傲的人。
And we are all proud people.
这十字架在我们身上做事会让我们翻腾的。
And the working of the cross in our life will cause us to struggle.
但如果我们真的被他一直做，我们有一天我们不再翻腾。
But if we allow the working of the cross, one day it won't be this struggle anymore.
我们服得下来，
we're able to submit.
我们降卑得下来，
we are able to humble ourselves.
这不是外面的包装，这不是修养出来。
This is not just an outward presentation.
这是十字架在我们身上所做的。
But this is the working of the cross in our lives.
你发现你这个人真的变了。
Then you'll see that this person truly changed.
这就成为我们的记号。
And this becomes your sign.
第三个，
a third.
十字架把我们带到死地。
The cross brings us to the ground of death.
或者就是说 death to self, 或者我们的己死了。
Or to our death to self.
十字架常常做一件事，把我们带到绝路。
The cross often does the work that brings us to the end of the road.
叫我们没有希望。
That we have no more hope.
所以我们常常有一句话说，人的尽头就是神的起头。
So we often say that the end of man is the beginning of God.
我们最开始读过一段圣经哈，他说一粒麦子不落到地里死了，人就是一粒，若是死了，要结出许多子粒。
We read a verse in the beginning that unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain.
我们的神的法则就是先死。
The way of our Lord is that first death, then resurrection.
我想我们弟兄上礼拜也再讲一次了。他说以色列人知道看见神的作为，只有摩西懂得神的法则。
Our brother shared last week as well that the Israelites knew the acts of God, but Moses knew God's way.
你我能够认识神的法则吗？
Can you and I know God's ways?
十字架就是帮助我们认识神的法则。
The way of the cross is to help us know God's way.
这里有一个就叫做先死后生。
And so there's a way here that is first death, then resurrection.
我们也读了更多前后书里面讲的，死在我身上发动，生我也在身上发动，也会在别人身上发动。
And we read 2 Corinthians, so then death is working in us, but life in you. So we see life is working in others.
我上次交通了李牧圣弟兄的一个故事。
Last time I shared the testimony story of Brother Lee.
他对他的女儿道歉之后。
That after he confessed his wrongs to his daughter.
你发现他女儿不久就信主。
That not long after that, his daughter believed in the Lord.
对 我们弟兄来讲，要对女儿道歉太难了。
For a brother to apologize to his daughter, it was very difficult.
也对他来讲，他说我面子没了。
For him, it would be laying down his pride.
对他来讲，我在家里的威望没了。
His reputation in his household would be gone.
但他服下来。
But yet he was willing to die.
他对自己能够死啊。
He was willing to die to himself.
这个人学习了很多耳与心的割礼
and he had much training of circumcision of his ears and his heart.
说他对他女儿道歉
so he apologized to his daughter.
生命就进他女儿里面去
and then life entered his daughter.
说他女儿信主
so his daughter believed in the Lord.
这个人改变
and this person changed.
这是神的法则
This is God's way.
我们只有被对付
only if we are dealt with.
我们这个人才能够全摆上
then this
没有一个人会自愿就这个全摆上
Only this way we'll completely offer ourselves. No one will willingly offer themselves.
你说这爱，主的爱能够吸引我，能够全摆上。
The Lord's love will constrain us to offer.
我们要知道，主的对付，十字架的对付也会让我们全摆上。
But we see that the dealing of the cross will also bring us to a point that we can completely offer ourselves.
我们很多人羡慕玛利亚能够打破玉瓶，把香膏倒在主的身上。
Many of us desire to be like Mary, that she could.Break the alabaster flask and pour the ointment on Jesus.
你说我这个真的难。
And we might say, this is so difficult.
香膏是贵的，瓶子是玉瓶也是贵的。
And we see the oil is so expensive and the flask is also so expensive.
全毁了。
But she offered it all.
毁在哪里？毁在主的身上。
And where did she offer, give it, she gave it to our Lord.
你要知道香膏这么香。如果那个玉瓶不打破，这个香膏不会出来。
We see the oil was so fragrant, but unless the flask was broken, the oil does not flow.
当然，你说打开盖子就行了。
You could say maybe you open the cap.
但圣经又有一个原则。
But the Bible also has a way.
这个人没有被神破过的话，主的生命不会从你里面出来。
Principle is that unless you are broken, that God's life cannot flow from you.
而圣经里面有我们诗歌有一首诗歌这样说：你身上怎么没有伤痕呢？
And so we have a hymn in our hymnary that asks the question, why in your life are there no scars and wounds?
不是人类鞭打你的伤痕。
It is not others that are hurting you.
乃是十字架的工作在你身上留下的伤痕。
But the scars that are left behind by the dealing of the cross.
因着这个伤痕，主的生命能够出来。
And because of these wounds, the life of the Lord can flow.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要经历死在我身上发动。生能够在别人身上发
生。We need to experience this, so then death is working in me, but life in you.
我很喜欢主对彼得说的话。
I really like the words that Lord Jesus tells Peter.
从此以后，你要得人如得鱼。
From this time forth, you will gain men as you gain fish.
他是一个打鱼的人。
He was a fisherman.
但是因着耶稣的出现，他常常打不到鱼。
But because Jesus appeared often, he could not catch any fish.
哎，主一来了，他又打到了。
But when Jesus came.He caught fish.
你知道这个神我们的主要给彼得知道什么
So our Lord Jesus trying to show Peter one thing.
来我这里
Come to me.
不要靠你自己的能力做事
Don't just rely on your own strength.
说当他打不到鱼一个晚上打不到鱼
So when he could not catch fish for a whole night.
那听主的话耳朵听了听主的话他去打鱼
But when he heard the word of the Lord, he went out to fish.
打了一网的鱼
He got a whole net full of fish.
或者说两个船的鱼
Two boats full of fish
里面打开了
And his inner heart was open
他说主啊离开我
He said depart from me Lord
我是个罪人
I am a sinful man
主什么时候指着他说彼得你是个罪人
When did our Lord Jesus
你要悔改
sinful man, that you need to
没有
our Lord Jesus
他就是打个鱼他就发现我是个罪人
But by casting his net and catching fish Peter realized he was a sinner
弟兄姊妹我们今天需要有这种的光照
Brothers and sisters, today we need this light.
如果我们的心跟耳都没听见
If our heart and ear cannot hear,
我们就拒绝圣灵
Then we reject the Holy Spirit.
绝对不会有这种光照
Then we will not get this condition.
我们今天要对付的事情很多
That the things we need to deal with today are so many.
我们如果真的要像彼得说你以后要得人
And if we want to be like Peter, we can gain others.
主对彼得说你要怎么得人
How did the Lord tell Peter
十字架要继续的对付
that you need to continue to go through the
dealing of the cross. 你要想起你怎么得不到鱼被对付来到神面前能够听我得到鱼
that you need to think that when you could not catch any fish you opened your ear you heard went through the cross and now you can catch fish
要得人 你耳朵也要经过十字架对付我，能够听，你才能够得到人。
And the same way to gain man, you need to open your ear, you need to go through the dealing of the cross, then you can gain man.
我们今天要服侍，我们必须经过死亡，生命才出来。
Today, if we want to serve, we must go through death, so then life can flow from us.
十字架要对付我们很多。
The cross is to deal with so many parts of us.
乃是要把我们带到死地。
It is to bring us to the point of death.
我这个我的一个事情，我想弟兄姊妹很多都知道。
There is one thing that many people know about me.
我过去我一直想要成圣。
That I wanted to be holy.
一个人如果信主被主稍微吸引，都想我要成圣。
If one believes in the Lord and you are drawn to the Lord, you will want to be holy.
太多罪好像都胜不过。
But it feels like there's so many sin I cannot overcome. 但是在我观念里面，
我要努力的去成圣。
But in my mind, I had to strive and work hard to be holy.
虽然我知道修养是错的，但是我潜意识里面所做的都是修养。
Although I know that self-improvement, self-training is wrong, yet all I do is
just... 弟兄们在讲台里面讲的话，我有耳是不听的。
So what brothers were sharing on the pulpit, I had ears, but I could not hear.
因为我心中有个想法，我要怎么做。
Because in my heart, my mind, I had a thought what I wanted to do.
这个想法把我耳朵 block 了，我就听不见。
And this thought blocked my ears.
你知道这一 block 就十几，我希望没有二十年。
And so this one thought blocked for 10 years, hopefully not up to 20 years.
我终于被带到尽头。
And then I was brought to the end.
为什么我这么努力，比别人都努力，都拼，为什么还没达到圣洁呢？
Why is it that I work harder than everyone else? I strive, yet I still cannot gain what I want.
终于里面亮。
Then finally the light was shown in me.
你永远努力都达不到圣洁。
If you, no matter how hard you strive by yourself, you will never be holy.
圣洁是在基督里面。
Holiness is in Christ Jesus.
你有基督，你就有圣洁。
If you have Christ, you have holiness.
你离开基督，你就没圣洁。
Apart from Christ, you are not holy.
哇，这个是另外一个整个事情翻篇了。
And this completely turned around my thought.
突然间我就明白主说，离了我，你什么都不能做。
And then I understood what God said. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
我以前还觉得说，哎呀，稍微离开，我已经有这些，我还能做。
Before I thought, if I leave just a little bit, there's still some things I can do.
但是突然间明白，原来一切都是他的。
But suddenly I realized that all things are his.
I have no credit, 没有一件事是我的。
I can't get credit for anything.
你知道这有多大打击吗？
Do you see how big of a change?
以前就想，你看我证明，我一直上街，你们都要尊重我，你看我多圣洁啊。
Before I wanted to keep striving so others could see, look at how holy I am.
我要得人的称赞。
I wanted praise from others.
我要被人抬举。
I wanted to be lifted up by others.
但是终于发现一件事，我一点用都没有。
But then I reached the point where I saw I had no use, I couldn't do anything.
你知道我们有几个人能够 take 这句话， I am nothing. How many can take this word? 我什么都不是。
How many of us can actually accept this word that I am nothing?
圣经就是要告诉我们说 You and me, nothing. 我们基本上是 nothing.
And what the Bible is trying to tell us that you and I are nothing.
我们读很多书啊。
We read so many books.
我们在地上都是专业人士啊。
And we are all experts in our field.
我们能够接受说 You are nothing 吗？你是 nothing 吗？
Can we accept that you are nothing? I am nothing.
在主要带我们到一个地步啊，给我们终于里面看到我什么都不是。
But the Lord is bringing us to a point that we can see that I am nothing.
不接受十字架在我们做工的话，达不到什么。
If we don't accept the work of the cross in our lives, we will never reach this point.
今天要在我们所有人身上做，就是把我们带到我们终于里面看见我什么都不是。
But what the Lord is working in us is to show us that I am nothing.
我也看到主是我的一切。
And I can see that my Lord is my all.
你终于明白当主耶稣说 I am, 他是我的一切。
And we will understand what the Lord says when he says I am, that he is our all.
我最后再跟弟兄姊妹读一节圣经。
Lastly, I want to share one verse with brothers and sisters.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。第十八节
Philippians chapter 3 verse 18
我们只读上一半哈。 因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。
And that there, for many walk of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ.
Enemy of the cross. 是十字架，基督十字架的仇敌。
That they are enemies of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，千万我们不是成为基督十字架的仇敌。
So、brothers and sisters, may we not be the enemies of the cross.
那我们不接受十字架的对付。
We do not accept the dealing of the cross.
你知道我们有可能照圣经里面说，我们所说所行的，就成为基督十字架的仇敌。
According to what the Bible says, then we are those who are enemies of the cross.
我们拒绝十字架的工作。
We reject the work of the cross.
我们拒绝走十字架的路。
We reject walking the way of the cross.
我们拒绝受损失。
We reject any suffering.
我们拒绝受痛苦。
We reject any pain.
我们拒绝降卑降服。
We reject humbling ourselves and submitting ourselves.
我们拒绝被带到尽头。
We reject being brought to the end.
你知道基督徒拒绝十字架的路。
We see that Christians reject the way of the cross.
就主耶稣说，我们就进宽门。
And this is what our word says, that you enter the wide gate.
我们就走大路。
You walk the broad way.
不是你没有路走。
It's not that you don't have a way.
许多基督徒都进去宽门走大路。
That manyChristians, they walk through the broad gate and the wide way.
接受十字架对付乃是走窄路进窄门走小路。
But to accept the dealing of the cross is to go through the narrow gate and to go through the difficult way.
难怪主耶稣说找着的人都少。
And that is why our Lord says, there are very few.
如果我们不接受十字架在我们身上的工作，我们会成为基督十字架的仇敌。
If we do not accept the dealing of the cross in our life, we will become the enemies of the cross.
你知道我们有什么举动吗？
And so what is our action?
我们喜欢听心理学、哲学的话。
We like to hear the words of psychology and philosophy.
圣经用了一个字叫做智慧的言语。
And the Bible uses the words that these are, have the appearance of wisdom.
人的智慧的言语。
The wisdom of man.
我们爱被称赞。
We like to be praised.
我们爱被高举。
We like to be lifted up.
我们用己的生命，不管你好坏，来侍奉神。
And we use ourselves, whether good or bad, to serve the Lord.
我们用肉体来侍奉神。
We use our flesh to serve the Lord.
你知道吗？所有我们的行动成为基督十字架的仇敌。
But yet, all our actions are enemies of the cross.
你过去不知道。
Before you didn't know.
今天我把这个圣经节给大家读了。
But today I've read this scripture.
如果我们不愿意。十字架的工作在我们身上。
If we are not willing to have the working of the cross in our lives,
我们不愿意走十字架的路。
We are unwilling to walk the way of the cross.
我们会是基督十字架的仇敌。
Then we will be enemies of the cross of Christ.
我们今天为什么得不到人？
And so why can't we gain others today?
主耶稣对彼得说要得人。
God, our Lord Jesus told Peter, you need to gain man.
也是告诉我们要去得人。
It's also telling us.
为什么我们得不到人？
Why can't we gain others?
为什么我们今天见证出不来？
Why is it that our testimony can't show?
所缺乏的就是十字架在我们身上的工作。
Because what we are lacking is the working of the cross in our lives.
十字架在我们身上的工作太少。
There's the working of the cross is so little.
不明显。
It's not apparent.
道理很多。
We have a lot of doctrine.
我们都会讲。
We can say all these things.
但是十字架在我们身上的工作太少。
But the actual working of the cross in our life is so little.
So, 求主开我们的眼。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
给我们知道我们这一生只能够要被主用的话，一定要接受十字架。
And let us see that if we want to be used by the Lord, we must accept the dealing of the cross.
十字架的工作就是祭坛，就是割礼。
Dealing of the cross is the altar, is circumcision.
这是神的心意。
This is God's heart.
他要把他的生命建造在我们的里面。
He can build his life in us.
没有经过十字架对付，不可能达成。
And unless it goes through the dealing of the cross, it cannot be accomplished.
如果你拒绝十字架的工作，
If you reject the work of the cross,
你会抗拒神。
Then you will reject the Holy Spirit.
在旧约怎么样？把这人在民中除掉。
In the Old Testament, we read that this person will be cut off from his people.
这两次我跟弟兄姊妹要谈到的恢复 十字架的工作。
So these past few times I shared, brothers and sisters, to recover the work of the cross.
你若想有真改变，
if you want true change,
如果你要你的身上真有记号，
if you want the mark, the sign in your life,
接受十字架在我们身上的工作，
must accept the work of the Holy Spirit in your life.
十字架引我们到圣灵，能够顺服圣灵。
The cross brings us the Holy Spirit that we can obey the Holy Spirit.
圣灵又把我们引到十字架，能够继续接受十字架的对付。
And the Holy Spirit brings us back to the cross so that we can continue this learning.
我们的己能够死，我们的己能减少，主的生命才能够进来。
For death to self and for ourselves to decrease, then the life of the Lord can enter.
己的生命，己受了对付，主的生命就能够显。
And when our self is dealt with, then the life of Christ can be manifested.
但愿我们今天是听得见主的话。
So may we be those who can hear the word of the Lord today.
我们的耳朵跟心是受割礼的， 是能够十字架被工作的。
And our ears and hearts are circumcised and the work of the cross can deal with us.
但愿主做工在我们身上。
May the Lord do His work in our lives.
愿主的旨意成就在我们身上。
May the Lord's will be accomplished in our lives.
我们一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你，再把我们一次召聚在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that once again you have called us together before you.
主啊，愿意，主，我们有耳朵的，是真的能够听见。
Lord, and we have ears, may we be able to truly hear your word.
主，让我们的心能够真正归给你。
And Lord, may our hearts be given to you.
所以愿十字架的工作在我们身上是有路的。
May the work of the cross have a way in our lives.
所以我们这里许多人都因着你的吸引，我们都起来走十字架的道路。
And that many of us, by your drawing us, we would walk the way of the cross.
求主恢复这工作在你儿女们当中。
May you restore this work in your people.
主啊，救我们。
Save us, deliver us.
可怜我们。
Have mercy on us.
使我们能够走得上这个路。
So that we can walk on this way.
奉主耶稣基督的
名。In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 我们聚会就到这。
Our meeting will end here today.